other announcements, I just want you to be sure to read your Go and Serve for any details. But one important detail is there is no council meeting today. If you have that on your calendar, we have canceled it because we are celebrating Father's Day, and we want to give you all time to spend with each other on this secular holiday. And also, we are looking for crucifers among you adults who are willing to volunteer. There is no robe required. I read that in the announcements. And it is something that we are starting a new ministry to get us all involved in carrying the cross for worship. Thank you all for being here. I feel happy to be home after taking a Sunday off last week. Sarah, you have any announcements?
Yeah, of course.
please check out Go and Serve about the Lutheran night at the baseball game next Sunday. All the information you need is in there. Then also today at the end of worship, we will be blessing and sending our youth and adults who are participating in the mission trip. I hope strong encouragement. Take home the blue Koala sheet that is in your bulletin. Put it on your fridge or next to your bed and pray for these youth and adults throughout the week. Mention them by name. And it is amazing to be sent somewhere else, but to know that at home you are being prayed for and cared for as well. So we hope that you will do that. And they will be at the end of worship, bless the sent, and then they're actually going to go back to their seats. So the end of worship, and then we'll be heading out right after worship. So if you can quickly get your bags and get to the bus, we'll load up the bus as quickly as we can. We've got some youth, we've got to pick up a Newberry College that are there for LCY convention. So you will see all of their faces in a beautiful way for the blessing and sending, but you'll notice less bodies. And that's because a few of our youth are participating in LCY convention at Newberry College this weekend, which we're really excited about too. So thanks, and pray for us.
And as usual, I forgot one announcement, which is pretty important. As you may have noticed, Pastor Gary is not here. I didn't leave him at Lutheridge. He did make it down the mountain, and he is celebrating Father's Day with his sons, who treated him to tickets to an Atlanta Braves game. So that is where Pastor Gary is. And we are, as always, delighted to have Dr. Tony Everett be here today as our presider and preacher. Usually he's in the pews. And thank you, Dr. Tony, for being here today. Let us now join our hearts and minds for worship.
Thank you.
sin against God and one another, kneeling as we are able. Eternal God, our Creator,
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
And also with you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of compassion, you have opened the way for us and brought us to yourself. Pour your love into our hearts, that overflowing with joy, we may freely share the blessings of the realm and faithfully proclaim the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
It's time for our children's message. Two pains, you know.
A reading from Exodus. The Israelites had journeyed from Rephidim, entered the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites." So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we are obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Matthew, the 9th and 10th chapters.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." Then Jesus summoned the 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. Then these 12, Jesus sent out with these instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter the town of no town of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven is near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Choir and music, dude, you continue to amaze me and astound me with the gifts that God has given you to give to us. Thank you. Amen. The past 18 months, been fortunate to be teaching in a program, first of its really kind in the world, for public safety chaplains. That's police and fire and highway patrol and DNR and FBI, folks who are chaplains from a variety of denominations, religions, most of whom are volunteers, but this is a program of certification. So we all know we're on the same page. Reality sets in every second weekend of every month when we go over what's happened in the last week. How have you sensed God's presence in the last month? Inevitably, we hear terrible, horrible stories of the reality of suffering and evil. Many of the things you have seen on the news, chaplains are present when children are pulled out of a lake in a car, when school shootings in Townville occur, when some of our friends died at Mother Emanuel 2 years ago, to a highway patrolman making a call for an accident, see a death on the scene, happens to be his wife. Murder, suicides, terrible domestic violence and accidents. These folks are part of that scene, with victims and families, and with officers and families. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion waiting for someone to desire. And somehow, these folks keep at it. About a month ago, I knew that I would be here sharing God's word with y'all. So I asked them, what keeps you going through all of this? One person said, well, it's like, and this is where the title of today comes in, it's like going to these scenes of terror and horrible wickedness. It's like having one foot at the cross and the other foot in, and you fill in the blank. Horrible stuff, like real life. Pain exists. Suffering exists. Evil is real. So we said, how do you represent the reality of God's love? What does that look like? One, use the text that happens to be in our Old Testament lesson, as well as one in Deuteronomy 32. He bore you up on eagle's wings. This is where God is reminding Moses how faithful God has been through all the turmoil these folks had gone through in Egypt and on the way to the promised land. And the image of eagle's wings, we're going to sing about that in a little bit, is pretty cool. It's not necessarily accurate ornithology, but it's accurate in terms of what Old Testament writers thought about eagles. Eagles, baby ones, are sort of like youngsters who live at home, and they're not ready to do much except maybe play a video game, watch a little TV, take long naps. I didn't mean y'all. I just met some folks far away who live at home and they don't want to get out and do anything. And so eagle babies were like that. They didn't want to fly way up in there. I'm not flying. You jump. I'm not doing that. And so the mother eagle, sometimes the dad, would stir up the nest with wings like that and bump them out. Well, shoot fire, Batman, they're falling down, you know, and trying to flap their wings, and the mother eagle would swoop down underneath, and they would land on top of the eagle, and the mother would hold them and take them back up to the nest, and then do it again, and then do it again, till they finally said, hey, this is pretty cool, and they started to fly. In the midst of pain and suffering and horrible, horrible stuff, these folks could see themselves being willing to go where everybody else wants to run away, to the presence of evil, knowing that Jesus was there first. And together we use the term representing Jesus just by being there. It's an important passage that we all kind of practice today with our young folks. It's in Romans, where the acknowledgement of suffering is very plain and blatant by Paul. We know that suffering produces endurance. And if you think of endurance, not just, but endurance is something that builds some strength. Y'all know, and maybe many of you know what suffering is like in your own personal life, whether it's physical or emotional or relational. It hurts. But as you go through it, and I'm looking at folks now who are going through it and are finding some strength in the middle of that, suffering does produce endurance. I don't want to fall out of the nest, but oh yeah. And endurance produces character. In the Greek here, who cares? This also is translated as strength of person. Or you know people who have endured or are enduring difficult times. Most of the time, those are the folks you're going to go to when you have troubles, when you're suffering, when you are grieving something or someone broken. Suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. A way of looking at that is one arm this way, hugging, embracing, and another arm with strength. And character produces hope. And that isn't, oh, I hope I get a check for $10,000 from Father's Day. Hope is a reality that's based on what has already happened. When you see the word translated hope in the New Testament or in the Old Testament, think of reality, expected reality. And you see it in the cross. This is why we carry it in every Sunday. The reality that Christ suffered, suffers, and will suffer for us, so that with a splash and a pouring of water, we know that love is permanent, that does not disappoint, and is with us forever. Okay, evil exists, and it's horrible, and the devil does prowl around like a roaring lion, but we know that splashes of water on our sisters and brothers and family members are signs of the love that is poured out into our hearts forever. No matter how far we fall, Christ is present. God's peace. Amen.
living together in trust and hope, let us confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Steadfast God, you send your church as laborers into your harvest. Heal our divisions and unite us in mission as you make us one at your table. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful Creator, you protect your earth. Breathe new life into your whole creation. Stir our hearts to compassion, that we may help bring healing to all life around us. Lord, in your mercy. God of justice, be with our nation as we wrestle with the difficult issues of violence and senseless death. We especially remember this day the victims of the shootings in Alexandria, all affected by the police shooting verdict in Minnesota, and all your people who remember the tragedy at Mother Emanuel 2 years ago. Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate One, you wrap us in your care. Stay near to all who suffer broken hearts, fearful spirits, and disruptive illness. We especially pray for those people now. Bring healing and hope to your people. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Father, your love for your children is boundless. Bless all who are fathers and all who yearn for father figures in their lives. Grant wisdom, patience, and understanding to those who share fatherly care. Lord, in your mercy. Living Lord, all who live and all who die belong to you. Thank you for all whose lives have witnessed to your glory. Comfort all who mourn. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Thank you. Let us pray. Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed our duty, our delight, our joy, and our right that we should at all times, in all places, give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave it to his disciples, broke it, and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all persons for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace. For you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
Now we invite all those who are going on a mission trip this today in 10 minutes to Knoxville. Please come forward for a second. You may see. So they will, you will see.
Lord.
And